It has truly transformed Oklahoma's energy economy and is transforming rural Oklahoma at that. And for now, I want to segue into a little bit more on how it's had an impact on our rural counties, 23 counties in which we're invested today in Oklahoma. Last year alone, we paid $74.5 million of ad valorem taxes in Oklahoma, and we currently rank number 14, number one in 14 of our counties is the top ad valorem taxpayer today. And so I want to bring up Wade Patterson, former Garfield County Assessor, to kind of articulate just what he's seen in his time in Garfield County, assessing these projects and seeing what it's meant for the county. So, Wade, I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you, Mark. Well, I felt it was extremely important to give our side of the story from the ad valorem and the local taxation side of things. As Mark mentioned, $74 million has been paid by the wind industry and property taxes. What a lot of people don't understand is that schools and the career techs in my county will receive about 85 cents of that dollar. So the remaining 15 cents will either go to the county or the local health department. 100% of ad valorem stays local. That is so important. It never leaves your county. I value it. Your county treasurer will then tax it. They will then collect it, and then they will apportion it. It never leaves the county. That is a great revenue stream locally. We in Garfield County, as Mark had said, you know, we've grown so much in Oklahoma. I will tell you the number two, number three, and number seven taxpayers in Garfield County, and we're a relatively medium to large size county. Those are three of our top seven taxpayers. We have taken something that was in the middle of wheat fields, which are not valued extremely high, and we have put the largest valuations we've ever seen in the middle of these very rural areas that just did not have the growth that the metros have. So it's been a godsend. I will tell you, my wind industry friends know we value things at the local level. I treat everybody the same. The strength of appraisal is uniformity. I make sure that everything is on the tax rolls. I make sure no matter what the industry is, if it's ad valorem taxable, I pick it up. So that is one thing I would urge you all to understand is, number one, you can't double tax an asset. If you take this off of the ad valorem and put it on gross production, we lose it. If you simply move money around, we're going to lose money locally. I don't believe that you can in Oklahoma double tax an asset, and I think that is paramount. But I will tell you, at the local level, as Mark said, there are 20-plus counties that now have wind. There are 50-plus schools where the wind industry is now the number one taxpayer. That is phenomenal. That reduces everybody else's taxes in that school district. If you remove any of this ad valorem from the local level, that sinking fund has to be satisfied. Each year, you're simply going to have to take the amount of bonded indebtedness and divide it by everybody else that's there. That means right now the wind industry, I have one school system where the wind industry is paying 78% of the sinking fund millage. So that's that one asset called the wind farm is picking up the bulk of the valuation, therefore is picking up the bulk of the taxes for the sinking fund. I can't tell you how important it is locally. I would urge you to keep this a local tax. Let me value it like I do everybody's house, everybody's business personal property. It's just that simple. In my opinion, it needs to stay at the local level, ad valorem. Let the county assessors value it like we always have.